Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 28 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 25% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code i5-1213. Hello, everybody, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 68. I have a feeling this is going to be the best one yet. This, of course, is the show where we scour the App Store for the apps that you want. We find tips that you might need, news, tricks. We put it all together, and then we put them under the tree or the Hanukkah bush or, you know what I mean. Number one, 'tis the season for family. Although 'tis also the season for a lot of you to start thinking, oh God, I have to hang out with my weird family soon. What are we going to talk about? If this sounds like something you might say, allow me to introduce you to a fun little iPhone game you can play around the dinner table with friends or relatives. It's called Heads Up, and it's the iPhone version of having a card that you stick to your forehead and then you have people try to give you enough clues that you guess who or what it says. It's a very old game. You have a bunch of free categories like superstars, movies, and music that you can start with. You just put your iPhone literally on your forehead, you hold it up. If you get an answer right, you tilt your phone down. And if you're stuck, you tilt up to pass. When the time runs out, you get a little synopsis of what you got right and what you got wrong. And if you have a lively group, they'll probably get a kick out of the fact that Heads Up is recording them as they're giving your clues. And your iPhone is faced towards them, the front-facing camera, and then you can watch the video of the whole thing after you're done. Heads Up is free, but certain categories are extra in-app purchases for 99 cents each. It's really easy to get the hang of. It's very silly. And if it brings your weirdo family together, no judgment, but families are weird this holiday season, I think we can chalk it up to a win. Don't forget to spike the eggnog. It'll make it more fun. Number two, we got a little duh tip from my buddy Scott, who wants you to have more control over your photos. He writes, in the native camera roll, you can rotate individual photos with fingers by rotating your fingers. Okay, Scott, I think I see what you're saying. The problem, though, is that it doesn't stick. You're sort of just playing around, right? You rotate and then it snaps back. If I actually want to rotate a photo, say 90 degrees, I need to tap edit and then click the rotate icon until I'm happy with how it looks. Am I missing something about your duh tip here? Who wants to rotate a photo only to have it go back to its original place? Help me understand, Scott, or anyone? Anyone? Number three, let's talk about the holidays again because I know we're all just dying to find the perfect little stocking stuffer for the geek in our lives. Well, the other geek. Now, this little gift isn't all that romantic. In fact, it's not romantic, but it's definitely handy. It's a laser pointer called the iPin that fits inside your iPhone's headphone jack and lets you control presentation slides from your iPhone with the companion app. It's $50, so this thing is definitely not cheap, but it is unique. I've never seen anything like it. And it's good for anybody who makes lots of presentations and relies on pointers. It's a cool little thing, and at least gets around having an extra laser pointer that you might lose or you're always having to buy batteries for. And it's compatible with all iPhones 3GS and newer. If you want to order one, you can find out more info at ipinlaser.com. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. At Shutterstock.com, you'll find the perfect image or video for your next creative project. Might be for your website, some sort of an advertisement, you're putting together a video, anything. You can choose from over 28 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, video clips. That's a huge, huge library. They also source images from around the world. Lots of contributors to Shutterstock are professional photographers and artists. and the company reviews each image for content before it ever gets added to its library. So everything is great. Plus, Shutterstock is adding 20,000 images every day. So every time you visit, you're going to have a whole new library of new stuff that you didn't see 2 days ago. Also, you've got some flexible pricing. You can choose individual image packs. You can go with a monthly subscription. And you can download any image in any size and just pay one single price. Shutterstock has sophisticated search tools. You can search by a certain subject or maybe gender and emotion. Maybe you want something that's all about yellow. You can search by color. And if you've got a team that you're working with or you want to save certain video clips to show somebody else later, shareable light boxes make that really easy. You just share them, access them anytime with other team members. They've also got an award-winning iPad app. If you haven't played with Shutterstock's iPad app, you really should, because it's beautiful. It even won a Webby. Shutterstock is a global marketplace. And you can try Shutterstock today by signing up for a free account. You don't need a credit card, nothing. Just start an account and start using Shutterstock to help imagine your next project. When you decide to purchase, use the offer code I5-1213. That's I-F-I-V-E-1213. And your new account will receive 25% off any package of your choice. That's Shutterstock.com. And for 25% off new accounts, use the offer code I5-1213. And thanks to Shutterstock for their support of i5 for the iPhone. Number four, we got another email from Anthony down in Australia. Hello, Anthony, and I hope you're enjoying your summer. Who recently found a little Tweetbot feature he hadn't noticed before. He writes, I was using Tweetbot this morning, he says it's an awesome app, by the way, and was scrolling through my tweets, but I was using two fingers. When I slid two fingers from top to bottom, I noticed that the theme changed from light to dark. It also happens in reverse. Swiping fingers from bottom to top, two fingers, the theme changed from dark to light. Yes, this is a new feature that I actually found myself using a lot, which is funny, because in general, I'm not crazy about white text on black. Never appealed to me. That's why I stayed away from TweetDeck for so long. Remember TweetDeck? However, if you're also like me and you have your iPhone on the nightstand next to the bed when you sleep at night, and then when your alarm goes off, you roll over and you grab your iPhone and you fire up Tweetbot to make sure you know if something really huge is happening out there in the world, because that's what Twitter's good for, but you're pretty groggy and your eyes aren't feeling very strong and it's dark, and the last thing you need is to blast yourself with bright screen, then the dark Tweetbot theme is for you. It's the first thing I do in the morning. While we're on the subject of themes, I thought I'd also point out that one of my favorite time-wasting games, Dots, we've talked about it on the show, not recently though, has a cute little holiday theme with some sprinkling snowflakes for you to toggle on if you're feeling festive. Maybe you live in San Diego and you're never going to see any snow, so this would be a good thing for you. I was reminded on a recent trip to New York, actually, how handy a game like Dots can be when you don't have any internet access. Let's say you're on the subway and you don't have any service, or you're on a plane. Even though the game taps into your online leaderboard to show how well you've scored against your friends, you don't actually need the internet to play. And now that the FAA lets you keep your iPhones on during airplane takeoff and landing, you can play Dots right through the airplane safety video. Just kidding. You should not do that. You should pay attention. Finally, number five. We got a video from Sean in Boise, Idaho. Sean's a little frustrated, and I'll let him tell you why.
Hey guys, I got a quick question about the fingerprint scanner on the new iPhone. I got the new iPhone and scanned in my thumbs and my forefinger and thought it was great, showed all my friends, everything was cool. But then the next morning, my fingerprints didn't open up the iPhone again, so I thought maybe I did something incorrect. I went back in, I rescanned my thumbs, etc. And that worked for a couple of days, but a couple of days later, it didn't work anymore. So I thought, well, I wonder if your body changes overnight, maybe you get dehydrated or something like that. So I scanned in my fingerprints in the morning, and then I scanned them again in the afternoon, and that worked for a couple of weeks, and then it stopped working again. So my question to you is, does anybody have this same issue of fingerprint scans working and then suddenly not working again? Do you have any tips, any thoughts on what I may be doing wrong? Do I need to go see a doctor? Am I turning into a pod person? Just curious as to your thoughts on this, if you have any suggestions. Thanks a lot. Love the show. Bye.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, my mom went out and bought herself a new gold iPhone 5S, very excited about it. and then complained to me that Touch ID wasn't really working that well for her. And I said, well, so what's the problem? And she said, well, it works about 10% of the time, which is obviously really unacceptable number. Now, I love you, Mom. Love you so much. You're the best. But sometimes moms have special tech issues, and I sort of wrote the whole thing off as a regular old mom fail. But soon afterward, a very technical friend of mine complained about the exact same thing. He said, it's really not working very well at all. I'm getting like 10-20% success rate. So I did a little digging around in some forums online, etc., and found that, yes, this is actually a huge issue that certain people are having with the new iPhone 5Ss. So sucks for them, right? At least my Touch ID works fine. Except it's not really working all that well these days. We already know that Touch ID can fail if maybe the angle of your thumbprint is wrong or if your hands are wet or sweaty, that sort of thing. But I'm definitely finding sometimes it's just not registering me. And it isn't user error. I know how to put my thumbprint on this correctly. I would say I probably have a 75% success rate. But it really should be more like 95%, don't you think? Something's up here. Is this a firmware fix? Or is the fingerprint sensor breaking down over time? Haven't even had the 5S that long. I'm not sure what the answer is, but Touch ID was absolutely my favorite feature of the new iPhone, and I really need it to work better than it does. If you've got a story of your own or some insight, you know what to do. Oh, you don't know what to do? Oh, you should write us at i5@twit.tv. If you ever see or hear of a great app or trick on i5 and you want to go back over it or pass it along to somebody who might like it, just hop over to our show notes at twit.tv/i5. That's where all of our links live and also where you can subscribe to this show with a feed of your choice or add it to your favorite podcast app. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5 or send us a video with an app review of your own or a complaint or a question. I'm Sarah Lane. This is i5 for the iPhone, and we'll see y'all next week. Thanks for watching.